You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally, and I'm your host today. Ray, Jeezy, and Will T are out. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Before I get into our traditional, let's get into our traditional pregame thing. RIP Nipsey Hussle. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't really pay attention to him as a rapper. But, how I noticed him or knew him was, Lauren London. I had a big crush on Lauren London, and she always posted pictures with her lovely family. And then I did my research on Nipsey Hussle in terms of what he did for his community and whatnot up in L.A. and Crenshaw. So we lost a good one. We lost a true soul survivor, a guy about the community, about his people, about the hood. So Nipsey, RIP, baby. Will T would normally say this. Let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here are our topics. Adam from the Burgundy and Gold Report will join me to talk about if the Washington Redskins are better off trading their first-round pick for Josh Rosen or just drafting a quarterback with that pick. Finally, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But first, we got a newbie on the line on the show. Right now, we have Adam from Burgundy and Gold Report. What's going on, Adam?
Hey, how's it going tonight, Wally? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, not a problem. This is great to have you on. We've had great discussions on Twitter, so I had to give you on. I had to get you on.
Like, thank you. I'm looking forward to this.
All right, definitely. So before we talk, we talk about the Skins and Josh Rosen and some of the quarterbacks that could be picked in the first round. Let our listeners know about the Burgundy and Gold Report and your platform on social media.
Yeah, so I started it about 2 years now, but I really went full in probably over the last 4 years. We've seen the readers definitely have been responding to, especially the draft coverage. We've seen definitely a spike in interest, especially when it comes to the quarterbacks, which is no surprise. I started the Burgundy and Gold Report mainly. I'm a diehard Redskins fan. Mm-hmm. I'm born in Washington, D.C. Grew up in Kensington and Silver Spring, Maryland. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to start something for real diehard fans. And it's kind of morphed into just more draft coverage. I've just been involved with a lot of people. I'm in the Scouting Academy, Dan Hatman. Deal with a lot of good people that have really helped me craft my film watching, and honestly, it's ongoing. But it's a very exciting time right now because the draft right now, we're going to see all-time ratings. A lot of people are predicting we're going to see better ratings than the NBA championship.
Oh wow!
Pretty much everything with this draft. So it's really exciting, especially when it comes to the quarterbacks. And it's fun to talk about this guy and that guy, but when it comes down to it, it's really a crapshoot. Mm-hmm. And someone like myself, I just rely on the tape and just really excited to get my thoughts out there to the readers and, from a diehard perspective, which is my main goal. But when it comes to it, I love the Redskins, but, I will not put a player to the Redskins if I don't believe in them. A lot of people you'll see will, have a favorite quarterback, favorite guest, which I have my guys, of course. Mm-hmm. A lot of what I pride myself in is small school gems. Last year, we had the Indianapolis Colts took Darius Leonard.
Oh, yeah.
I actually watched him for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And coming into the draft about 2 months prior to that, I think most people had him a fifth, sixth round. I was hyping that guy for a long time because I saw the talent. And, just breaking down the film, if you dedicate yourself, you really can find how they can translate to the NFL. So it's definitely going to be an exciting time. I love the prospects this year. I'm really excited about it.
So you know what? I'm going to ask you a question later on about some diamonds in the rough, because now you definitely intrigued me. And one thing, you're great at what you do. Listening to you
Thanks
in terms of
much.
Tweeting back and forth with you, you definitely a guy that knows your stuff. I definitely respect
much.
That. I definitely respect that about you. All right, so The Redskins are having Drew Lock, Missouri quarterback, who played for Missouri last year. Drew Lock come to Redskins Park. The Skins have been linked to him. Also, the Skins have been linked to a possible trade for Josh Rosen. Rather than using their first round pick on a quarterback, are they better off trading their first round pick for a quarterback like Josh Rosen? Or for Josh Rosen, excuse me.
I'll tell you, I watched a ton of UCLA film, and you know, I watched almost all the games from last year. You know, not impressive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the offensive line. But fans who really are interested in Josh Rosen, I urge you check out the October 28th game versus Arizona versus San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Josh Rosen can do. You know, they were down 15-3 in the fourth quarter. He had two crucial drives where he marched downfield, and the final drive was, at under 35 seconds, he hit Christian Kirk for a touchdown,
yeah.
Then hit Larry Fitzgerald for the two-point conversion to win. This guy's got it, and honestly, I was on the fence, but I think after what I saw and went back to UCLA again, I would trade our first-round pick for him.
Oh, wow.
Because if we put him right now, I would have him as QB2. A lot of people, I like Murray, don't get me wrong.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Haskins is a good match for the Redskins right now.
That's
fair. I don't think his skill set is translating, because I think you saw last year a lot of the integration of the RPO, play action actually not enough, actually it looked like it, but there was more RPO, and I just don't think he would best do what we're doing. And a lot of people think that about Rosen, but honestly, I've looked at him. He sells the play action better than probably any quarterback I've seen over the last 5 years coming out of college.
Yeah.
So right now, I would have Drew Lock number one.
Oh, wow.
And I actually would have him number two. So if we went to the draft and say the 15th pick, there's no way we're going to get one of those at 15.
Yeah.
So I'd say if Arizona is willing, because from what I understand, they turned down the Giants' second-round pick already. So right now, from what I believe, I think it's a two-team race between us and New York. And it's all about Snyder.
Yeah.
Because I see Snyder, I see his stamp on this year, you know, if people like it or not.
It is.
Landon Collins, that was not a Drew Thielman sign.
Oh, I agree.
That was Snyder going to get him. So I think if we see a trade for Josh Rosen, I definitely think that Snyder is behind it. But it's an option,
mm-hmm.
But it's going to be tricky because we have some really good defensive prospects in this draft. And I'm with everybody that believes the offense needs to be solidified, but our offense has a way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Our defense, I can see, honestly, adding a free safety and edge, I think that can get us to a 9-10-1 team.
Yeah.
So, you know, with AP, you know, hopefully guys can get back to what he was, and, you know, sprinkling Chris Thompson, you know, this team they're not as bad as people say they are. So, a 15th overall pick for Rosen, I would pull the trigger. You know, I'd ask for a fourth, you know, try to get our fourth round in return that we lost for a ha-ha Clint Dick.
Good, that's a good one, too.
But,
mm-hmm.
You know, but I think if you look at the point system and everything in the draft, if you figure, you know, 15, you know, it's a fair deal because what's happened, Arizona's eating so much money, so that he's honestly worth more than that.
Mm.
You know, if you really want to look at the charts and everything going back to last year, he'd be worth a first and second round pick. Because he's only going to come in at a $6.5 million salary for his remaining 3 years or 2 years, and then we also have the fifth-year option. That's worth it. That's worth it for a competent quarterback. But the question is, you know, he's a high IQ player. My questions about it is him and Jay Gruden.
Yeah.
But I think what fans need to realize is, if we don't make the playoffs, Jay is gone. I think my take is O'Connell is going to be the next head coach of this team.
I could definitely see that. I want to talk about Drew Lock a little bit more after the break. You listen to Urban Sports saying, "Fighters, you dig? Deuces." You are listening to All Skins, Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally and I'm your host. Will, T, and Ray are out. They ditched me, man. They ditched me. Adam from the Burgundy and Gold Report is on with me. So, Adam, I want to talk about Drew Lock. I mentioned that before the break. So, you said Drew Lock is your number one quarterback. Explain why. What makes Drew Lock better than Haskins and Murray?
I think Murray is a good quarterback. He has the it factor as well. I don't see that in Haskins, and maybe it's just because of 1 year. I'm just one of those guys. I want to see more than 1 year production. And granted, Murray did it, but Murray is one of those freak kind of players. That Russell Wilson is definitely. I'm not big on comps at all, but it's a good one.
Oh, wow.
But Locke has it. I just see it. He has the it factor. What he did. Everyone is focused on the 2018 film, which is very good. But what people need to do is they need to look at the 2017 film.
Mm-hmm.
People were actually predicting him to be a top three quarterback. If he came out that year, he would have probably gone before Sam Darnold to the Jets.
Wow. Do you think?
Yeah.
And they love Darnold. I'm not a big Darnold fan. I was never a big Darnold fan. But they hyped him so hard, though. But that's interesting. That's interesting. Wow.
He made I think a lot of people got on him for the decision. But honestly, with the QB needy teams, this draft is getting a lot of slack about how it's, you know, a weak draft.
Yeah.
But you're going to see all three quarterbacks are going to go in the top 10. That's no doubt. I understand what Redskins hope, but it's not going to happen because even you have teams later on that are going to – there's going to be a surprise team that jumps up. You have Denver. You have Miami. You have the team. Jacksonville, everyone thinks, oh, they got Nick Foles. They're done. Not necessarily. I would not be surprised if you saw Locke or someone go there because they're building. You know, they're not like all of us, okay, we're a playoff team. So – a lot of teams are looking at, you know, when you have that fifth-year option for a quarterback, that's big.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's going to be some great defensive players on the board. So, you know, some teams are going to reach. You know, some team is definitely going to reach on Haskins. And, you know, unfortunately, I think you're going to see a team even reach on Daniel Jones. And I'm not
I think so, too.
Yeah, somebody's going to reach on him in the top 20. And Locke, to me, it's before Flacco went to Denver, I would have said that's an Elway guy right there because, you know, in that climate over there, and, you know, he's got the perfect arm for it. And they could still do it, but I wouldn't. Right now, I see him going to Miami. That's where I see him falling.
Oh, wow.
I think they're going to trade up. And nobody is going to, other than Arizona taking Murray, which I've heard it was a done deal over a month ago. It's been done. You know, that's it. You're going to see Haskins and Locke. Some teams are going to trade up. They could even go in the top eight. You know, what's going to happen is that's going to cause a free fall. And similar to John Allen dropping to us, this is actually going to be, it could be potentially bigger. You know, there's going to be edge rushers like Florida State's Burns. He's one of my favorite in the whole draft. He's not getting as much love as he should. But back to Locke. When it comes to Locke, he's the kind of guy people need to understand. They're like, okay, well, someone needs to sit for a year. Well, in Washington, we have Case Keenum and Colt McCoy right now. Alex Smith, he's not coming back. That's just my opinion. I think he's done. So that's who we have. So we can give Colt the job, let him compete what they say, whatever. He's not going to last long. And Case Keenum, he's a competent quarterback. He can make throws, but, just the way things have gone with Washington, unfortunately, and their lackadaisical practices and the way they prep, he's been an Iron Man for his career, but that doesn't mean he's going to be an Iron Man with
NBC,
us.
Yeah.
So, you know, whoever we draft, even if we go into the second, third round, which I think we have to go one, two, or three, we have to grab a quarterback. I don't think we can go fifth round developmental. I think you're looking even third round for developmental, but if we don't somehow get Locke, my next Will Grier is. I really like this kid.
So you like Will Grier?
I really like him. He has that. He has that Baker Mayfield swagger. And honestly, I'm not going to take credit for it. There was a lot of fans. But again, go back to Twitter about a month before the draft. Just like I had with Darius Leonard, people like Mayfield, second, third quarterback. No, this guy belongs number one. He's got the it factor. And I would call Grier a poor man's Baker Mayfield because, you know, he's got the it factor, but he's got a way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But he would fit perfect in Washington as a second rounder because they ran a shotgun offense and he was constantly asked to run the RPOs and quick strikes. That's what they're doing. That's what we're doing right now is we're getting the ball out of quarterback in quick. And I think we're going to see that even quicker this year with O'Connell giving a little more leverage right now. You saw his stamp with the RPO last year. That was not Jay Gruden at all. That was Kevin O'Connell. Kevin O'Connell ran a lot of, you know, those little concepts through high school. I'm not positive about you if he did it when he was in UCF, But I think you're going to see a lot more of that, a lot more quick strikes, you know, because it's the line, it's a mess right now. And granted, you know, we hang our hat on, you know, Trent Williams and Brandon Scherff, but Moses, that guy is playing on borrowed time right now. And, you know, I agree, you know, first round might be a guard, you know, it could be, because there's value, you know, there's going to be value at 15. But, you know, I hear a lot of people about the trade back. And if you look at the sheet, if we trade back 5-6 picks, we're only looking at a late third rounder. So the value is not really there. Mm-hmm. If we're going to trade, it's got to be all the way to the back end of the first round. And you're going to miss out. We're going to miss out on a lot of prospects if we do that. So I don't know if trading back, I think sitting tight might be the best way. And then maybe in the second round, if we want to trade up a couple spots, you know, we could be relatively cheap to assure that we get someone like, you know, someone like Greer. But we definitely have options. I don't think they need to overspend anything like that. I think Rosen will always be an option, but I just get this feeling that they'll be willing to hold on to him. I think if they don't get what they want, I think if they get a first, if Redskins offer a first, I think they'll come back and say, we'll give us a first and a third. So honestly, in the end, I think Arizona will probably keep him for a little bit too. Because, you know, with that low salary, with everything, it doesn't hurt them. So in the end, I think that they'll probably keep him unless the Giants go extra aggressive. I don't know if the Redskins will be so aggressive, because I think they do like other prospects. And, you know, Allen thinks he's, you know, some kind of genius and with the war, you know, and his insight is so influential. And if they just let Kyle Smith run things and be the general manager of our team, we'd be in great shape right now. But, you know, that's not going to happen as well as when Allen's here. So we can just hope that they don't choose the wrong quarterback, because Doug Williams, I hear, really likes Daniel Jones.
I think a lot of people do.
It's smokescreen season, and I just don't see it. You know, I think if you take away David Cutliffe, who coached Eli Manning and coached Daniel Jones at Duke, that's going to take away a lot of the intrigue with him, because you know he's horrible under pressure. You know, too many balls are just like lofted up in the air. He's going to get destroyed in the NFL. You know, he can run around all he wants, but he thinks he's fast. But in Montez Sweat, I think it was a 4.51 or 4.54.
Yeah.
So he's going to have outside pass rushers and edges faster than him. So that athleticism is not going to buy him success in the NFL. So,
no.
You know, I really hope that, you know, we can somehow, you know, land Locke. If we can do that, Greer would be my next guy after that.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene right now. I'm rapping with Adam from Burgundy and Gold Report. So, ideally, what is your ideal play at 15? Would you just want to get a quarterback, or would you prefer? I know we talked before, and we were both talking about we would prefer getting a non-quarterback, like getting a guard or whatnot, or getting an edge rusher. What is your ideal situation?
Edge rusher. If Burns can slip to us, that's my ideal selection. Because if you look at the way our line is set up right now, you know, as I previously wrote about the Tide blueprint, you know, that is probably the one thing that Washington has done well during the Snyder era, because I really like what they're doing. They're putting defensive players together with John Allen, with Payne. You know, let's hope, you know, we find out about Reuben Foster soon. You know, he's going to get suspended. He's going to get, my guess is in the end, he'll get 2 to 3 games.
I think I'm with that.
Once we can get those going, you have Kerrigan on the other side. Anderson is good at setting the edge as a edge rusher, but he's not a pass rusher. I think Burns is getting a lot of slack because he's looked at as a one-trick pony, but he was really good at stopping the run. He's really strong. He's got a lot of room to put muscle on. That guy would be the ultimate beast for us. And, you know, if we can't land Burns or a quarterback, I like the safeties. I think, on the other hand, where I said it can complement Kerrigan, I think Landon, from what I hear from all the Giants beat reporters, that Landon Collins is very good, but he's only going to be as good as the free safety next year.
Agreed.
And if we can somehow pull off, you know, Nasir Adderley, that's my guy. That's my favorite safety in the draft out of Delaware. Him or Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I believe, from Florida. Those are my two guys.
Mm-hmm.
If we can, between those two, Burns or Locke, I guess those are my main choices, because other than that, you know, we could have defensive linemen fall to us, but all the pass rushers, Allen, you know, of course, Bosa, they're going to be gone.
Yeah.
So guard could definitely be an option for them, you know. There's definitely some options. I'm just not as high as, you know, we have Trent Williams the first round. We have Brandon Scherff for first round. And I think we're going to have a lot of money locked up into that. And I think We have a Dalton Risner, who's a really good guard out of Kansas State. He can play every position except left tackle. I think we could get, you know, we could possibly get him later. So that's where the trade back scenario goes. If we can somehow gain some extra third and fourth round picks, that's ammunition to move up in any round and, you know, solidify our offensive line and, you know, our back seven, so we can, you know, Collins can have some help back there.
See, how do you grade the kid out of Oklahoma, Ford? How do you grade him? Cody Ford.
I have him as my number one. I think he would be awesome. Not number one overall.
Yeah, but guard.
I think on my Redskins, I have my Redskins big board, and okay. I have him on my, you know, my best offensive line on the big board, because I think, you know, he's already got a relationship with Trent Williams. They already know each other. Trent Williams is there every year. You know, I'm not hearing about any, you know, relationship with them, but I think, you know, between AP, him, and Ford, you know they'd be training in the offseason because the whole offensive line. So that wouldn't be a bad pick. I would definitely be okay with that. But I don't know. I feel that we can get, like I said, a Dalton Risner, somebody else later in the draft, you know, Ohio State, two of them, you know, there's some really good prospects. You know, you can get some starting guards in the third round, and we have two third rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, as much as we need a guard, I think we should wait till the third round. And a lot of people are saying tight end receiver in the first round.
Yeah.
I don't think we should do that.
I agree. You know,
I see the love with the DK Metcalf and thing, but I think people are forgetting about the 2017 ankle injury and then the neck injury in 18 that people actually thought he might not play again for a little bit. That scares me. And I like his size. I like his speed, but I don't get, you know, it's like a flashy car. You know what I mean? It's like, it's really nice, you know, whatever. And you get in it and it's not what you thought it was. So, you know, one thing I heard Cooley say today is he thinks a tight end would even be better than a receiver. Like if a Hockenson somehow slipped to us, he'd be the only tight end I would take at 15, because he would come in, he would be our number one blocker, and, you know, he would give us a luxury to, you know, flex out Reed. They haven't been able to do that because they can't block. If they have a true blocking tight end that can be a receiving threat, then you can flex Reed out. You can put him in the slot. You can do whatever. The key is he can't stay healthy. So, you know, I don't want to put any more stock on him. And if we can get, you know, in this, you know, I have Dax Raymond from Utah State. That's one of my late round gems for a tight end that I really love. There's a kid out of West Virginia. So this draft may not be the best overall first round draft we've had in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as rounds 1 through 3, even 4, you can find starters in all those rounds. So to me, this is a very good draft, and Redskins fans should be really excited for what's to come.
You know, when I see Metcalf, who I think of? I think of Devin Thomas. That's who I think of. That's who I think of. I mean, good kid, put on a good show in the combine. I wish the best for him, but that's what I see. I'm all for reduction. The way I look at the combine is that it has to match. If you're going to partake in the combine, it has to match your on-field production in college, like what you did on Saturdays. If it doesn't match, then it's a problem to me. Yeah. Like, that's a problem.
In DK's defense, that, you know, the quarterback play was pretty bad. You know, he had some really good, you know, Brown and Lodge next to him. So he had some really good receivers next to him. But I still agree with you, because if he's that dominant, he should have been doing more anytime he got the ball in his hands. Like, a lot of times, you know, he's so big and people talk about his strength. I wasn't seeing him, like, run over people. He wasn't fucking people.
Exactly.
So if everyone is, you know, they're posting up, you know, how big he is and has athletic ability, I get it. But in the top 20 pick, no thanks. I'd rather get a, you know, I think Redskins have tried that with Dotson, and I think I like Cam Sims personally. I think Cam Sims can be really good for us. I think we need that burner. We need that D-Jack burner that we lost.
I've been preaching for that.
I see it in Hollywood. You know, I love Hollywood Brown, you know, out of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I think he would be a really good, you know, addition. And then you go later around, you have Terry McLaurin from Ohio State, and another speedster. So, like I said, 1 through 3, I'm really glad we have 4 picks. Except if we can trade back a little bit, not in the first round. I want to say Pat in the first round, but maybe somewhere, you know, between the second and third round, if we can trade back, get, you know, an extra 4th maybe, that would be really big this year. Because, like I said, I really think we could solidify left guard, edge, free safety, tight end, receiver. I think that, and then, of course, the quarterback, how could I forget? But I think we can really solidify those positions. And, you know, free agency, for one, I think Redskins did the right thing, because I did not like this free agent class. I think everybody was overpaid.
Mm-hmm.
I think Collins wasn't. I think Collins, they did just right with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we missed out on anybody. So, you know, this draft is a way to build. And no matter what Allen tells us, this team is not, maybe they're close to the playoffs,
yes. Yes, yeah.
But as far as contender, this is not the 1991 when, you know, you can, you know, get there on your running game and your defense. You can get to the playoffs that way. But you're not going to get to the Super Bowl and win it unless you have competent quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
We have not had that in a very long time.
Yeah.
And it's not just about competent quarterbacks. Like, this is time we actually get we start to develop a backup. You know, and I was telling you on the break, you know, I like Tyree Jackson, you know. That's my guy to Buffalo. Like, he is a developmental prospect. But that's not to say that, you know, he couldn't be a starter. But even better, he'd be a prime-time backup. He'd be probably, after a couple of years of even sitting on the bench with spotlight, I assure you, if Mike Glennon is getting $13 million a year as a backup for not playing by Chicago,
yeah,
Tyree Jackson with 4.51 speed and a cannon arm will get at least that. And what people need to understand is within a couple of years, we're going to be talking about $20 million for backup quarterback.
Oh, yeah,
so they're
going to
be gold.
Mm-hmm.
This is the year to start grooming these guys. This is the year. If it's not Tyree Jackson, you know, look in the later rounds, you know, Stidham could be available, Brett Rippon. You know, Clayton Thorson. There's options, but ideally, Locker, Rosen, Locke, or Greer would be the best situation. Locke would be my number one choice, though.
You heard it. Locke's his number one choice, and Rosen, and also Greer. Greer's moving up. So, Adam, before I let you go, again, please let our listeners know how they can catch you on social media and your current blog post, what you got going on. I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm on the Burgundy and Gold Report. WordPress.com. You can follow me on Twitter at the BNG Report. We're actually really excited for, if you've seen the hashtag on Twitter, the hashtag Boots on the Ground Tour. We're going to have Dana Sparkman, who's at Dana for the number 4, BAMA. She's going to be live tweeting, representing the BNG Report at the draft.
Awesome.
So we're really excited. We're going to be having live tweets. We're going to have pictures of the prospects. So as much as, you know, she loves Alabama, she's a diehard Alabama fan, but she's just as big Redskins fan, she's going to be not just one day, just not 2 days, she's going to be there every single day, she's going to be there for every moment, and we're really excited that, you know, it's really, everything is moving really fast for the Burgundy and Gold Report, and we're really happy that we're going to have Dana down there representing us and live tweeting. So on Twitter, again, follow me at the BNG Report, you'll find the link for the Burgundy and Gold Report. WordPress.com on there. And again, just continue to follow us all the way through the draft through April 27th through the weekend. It's going to be an exciting time.
Well, first, Alabama and Redskin Nation is the same thing now. It's the same thing now.
Well, that's what I say. It's roll skin, hashtag roll skin, hashtag roll tide.
I saw
hashtag Bama skin.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I like hashtag roll skin.
I like that. I like that one. I like that one a lot. And Adam, thanks again for being on. I appreciate you, my man.
Thank you so much, Wally. HTTR, bro.
HTTR, my man.
My man.
All right. Again, that's Adam from the Burgundy and Gold Report. Adam has great content when it comes to his tweets. He is so knowledgeable about the skin, so make sure you follow him on Twitter. Anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
I done did a lot of things in my day. I admit it, I don't take back what I say. If I said it, then I meant it. All my life I won a Grammy, but I probably never get it. I ain't never had no trophy or no motherfucking ribbon. Up the system, I'm that bend the law, cut the rules. I'm about to risk it all, I ain't got too much to lose. Y'all been eating long enough, it's my turn to cut the food. Pass the plate, win my drink, this my day. Lucky you, ask you too. Woo! Y'all gotta move, y'all gotta move. Gotta move, give me some room, give me some room, give me the juice. How about the coupe? How about the coupe? How about a shoot? Y'all gotta move, y'all gotta move.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally and I'm your host. Will T and Ray are out. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Just search All Skins Everything. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a voice message. Here's the number. It's 301 799 1-800-919-5407. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We'll make sure we play your message and feature it on the show. Here's our first message.
Hey, this is Hawk Diesel of the Redskins Tweet Team. My question for you guys is, do you think the Redskins should trade up to try to get a rookie quarterback, or should they remain at the 15th spot in the NFL draft and draft the best player available? Thank you for my question, HTTR.
What's up, Hawk Diesel? Man, me and Adam basically talked about this already, but I wouldn't trade up to get a quarterback. If the Skins want to get a quarterback, in my opinion, they should trade their first round pick and get Josh Rosen. But I wouldn't trade up to get a quarterback, any of these quarterbacks. I would just wait it out and get the best player available. I would hope to get Cody Ford out of Oklahoma. That would be my guy. Obviously, you heard Adam. Adam prefers to get an edge rusher, but I would go with Cody Ford. Next message.
Hi. I would like to say I'm a huge Redskins fan and all, and it's been a terrible, 14 years. I'm 14 years old, and just witnessing the Redskins just undergo all these injuries and all, it's just very sad to see and all. But the main question I would ask you guys is, do you think the Redskins will have, at least 10 to, 15 injuries because due to the
Yeah, I don't know about the injury thing, man. I think it's flukish. I don't know what they can do about it. Obviously, they got to dissect their training staff. But I'm a believer that you can't bank on injury. So I'm going to say, you know what? They'll be healthy going into the 2018-2019 season.
Yes, hi. My name is Kevin Drew. I've been a lifelong Redskin fan. I was even born in Washington, D.C. in 1960. Anyway, what I want to say is Case Keenum is a gritty, gutsy quarterback. Let's go ahead and give him all the tools he needs this year, and why not play Darvin Kidzie, or I think that's his name, Darvis Kidzie. He's a good wide receiver. Give him a chance. Add a couple more. Fix the offensive line. Add a couple more of those guys. Get a quarterback in the draft and let him learn for a year, and let's go all out this year and back up Case Keenum. That's what the Redskins should do.
Hey, Kevin. Yeah, I'm actually, when it comes to quarterbacks on the roster, I'm with you. I'm all for Case Keenum. All this talk about Colt McCoy, he hasn't proven. He hasn't done anything in terms of winning games. But you can say for Case Keenum, his body of work is better than Colt McCoy in terms of winning games as a starter. If the Skins get explosive players around him, especially wide receivers, and they already got a running game. They got three good running backs. They got a good tight end. They have two, Dotson steps up and they get another speed demon in terms of wide receiver. I think that definitely they can win with Case Keenum. You saw what Case Keenum can do with Thielen and Stephon Diggs. But this team definitely needs a speed demon to make it work with Case Keenum. That's just my opinion. But thanks for the call, man. Hey, I appreciate everybody with their messages and questions and feedback for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. We really appreciate it. But it's time to close the show out. Anyway, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene of Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Hopewell, Virginia for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey, RIP Nipsey Hussle. Lead it out, big homie. Ronnie, lead it out, big homie. To the swag.